Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the show, as she's wanted to do on Thursday. Mary Kay, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Mary Kay, we're doing very well. What does this change, if anything, for the Browns' expectations for the 2021 campaign?
Well, I think it raises them a little bit. Anytime you add a player who has an opportunity to be elite, at least in one area, you're improving your football team and helping yourself in terms of playoffs and things like that. I think one of the things that comes to my mind about Jadeveon is being able to set the edge against those running quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, wouldn't it have been good for the Browns to have him in that AFC divisional playoff game when they needed to set the edge? So he does that exceptionally well. He's been in the 95th percentile in run defense ever since he entered the league, according to Pro Football Focus. He does some things really, really well, and I think that he's going to be really, really happy and motivated here, and that can make all the difference in the world in a player's performance.
So, Mary Kay, those numbers that have been pointed out a bunch by Pro Football Focus, I find them very fascinating. While some people in Tennessee, they said, watch the tape. He was not productive. We know about the double teams. We know that the percentage of double teams were up there among guys that should be dominant pass rushers. So I think that that's something good to hear for Browns fans. But how do the analytics play into him missing games? Is this more of a flyer than, you know, we are being led to believe, or did they just feel he's going to be fine after that meniscus situation?
Well, you know what, you take a risk on a player like this. You take a calculated risk. And at $8 million for the base, this is, I think, a great risk to take. If it works out, you end up paying him 10. That means he's playing really well if he gets to his 10. So I think when I look back to last season with him, it seems to me that he was struggling with the torn meniscus, with the knee injury, before he bowed out and succumbed to it after his ninth game. He had already missed one game with it, tried to come back. So his last few games, you know, he just wasn't really himself. But having said that, he still had 22 pressures at that point when he left the lineup. That equaled, at that time, Bud Dupree, T.J. Watt, and one other guy. Oh, Joey Bosa. So, yeah, so it equaled all those three guys and was two behind Myles Garrett. So he was on pace for a lot of pressures. And sometimes that's what you need out of your number two defensive end. If you can get pressure from that side, that can free up Myles to get the sack or someone else. So I think he brings a lot of value, providing he's healthy, and he seems really rejuvenated right now.
Mary Kay Cabot joined us on the hotline. Do we know what the other teams that might have been looking for Jadeveon Clowney, or what other offers he might have gotten? We know he's been very temperamental with his agents. He's had a lot of different representation, gone in a bunch of different directions. How competitive was this?
You know, I think that he's kind of been focused on the Browns for the last month or so, and I don't think that he got really serious with anyone else. He didn't make any other visits. I think his new agent, new meaning right before he signed with Tennessee last year, and Kennard McGuire, really developed a good relationship with the Browns and really wanted him to come make this visit and play here, whereas Bus Cook didn't want to put him here. And I don't know if that had anything to do with Miles or not, who Bus also represents, but Kennard was really, really high on the Cleveland Browns and this opportunity for Jadeveon, and then he got excited about it. But you could hear him during his introductory interview yesterday talk about the fact that when he told family members, they were like, Cleveland, really? And that, you know, that perception in some cases still dies hard. So he had to come here and get excited about it, and he had to sell you know, friends and family members on it. But now that he's here, I think he will find that he's in a very positive, supportive environment and one that enables players to flourish, especially edge rushers and edge defenders.
And I think those family members will find out that the $8 million out of Cleveland, Ohio are just as spendable anywhere in the world. The American dollar is still strong, so I don't think that that should very well be a problem. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Justin Houston, let me ask you this. Were the Browns ever interested, or seriously interested in Justin Houston, just for our own show's personal edification?
No. It was my understanding, and I put this in one of my stories or something, that he was not scheduled to come here for a visit this week. That was not on the docket. Whereas, you know, he was set up as of last week to go visit the Baltimore Ravens this week. That was not something that was going to happen here. Now, had Jadeveon Clowney decided that he didn't want to sign here, and had Justin still been out there, then maybe he would have become an option. But to this point, Jadeveon was the focus.
I know Mary Kay, he passed the physical. I've often said that, you know, these physicals that these veterans, especially veterans, they come through. Obviously, the Browns wanted him. They wanted him. You know, I remember the Cavs with the Isaiah Thomas physical. It wasn't all great stuff, but they said, well, we want him and we'll see. And then we know that blew up in their face. How confident are we that he is going to be healthy and ready to go once camp starts? He's not always been known as a camp guy. When we get closer to the season?
Well, first of all, I think one thing that we all need to remember is there's probably not going to be much of an in-person offseason once again. A lot of it is going to be virtual. So some of these guys that are coming off of surgeries will have an opportunity to do their own rehabs with their own people the way they have been doing for the last few months. So I think that's one thing to remember. He might not be showing up here until late July. So we'll have to see how that goes. But it is an injury risk, and that is, nobody can deny that. And I think that's the thing about this. This all really depends on his health. And he has had 5 knee surgeries since the day that he was drafted number one overall in 2014 by the Texans. Some of those were scopes. One of those was a microfracture surgery. That was the first one that he had when he got into the league. And a microfracture surgery, I'm sure you guys know, is where you're drilling holes into the knee to try to create the growth of a cartilage-like substance. So you're trying to manufacture a cartilage. And that is obviously not an easy thing to do. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So I think he's had lingering knee injuries all the way dating back to 2014. And as I mentioned, 2 other scopes, another torn meniscus as a rookie, and then this torn meniscus. So he has struggled. He also had core muscle surgery the previous offseason when he finished playing with the Seahawks that year. So health is an issue. It truly is an issue, and that is where we will all find out if he can get the job done at the level the Browns expect him to.
Mary Kay with us on the show. Several teams deciding they are not going to show up to voluntary OTAs. They want to do it virtually, if at all. J.C. Treader is the Players Union president. I got some pushback earlier this week from some fans saying, why is JC making such a big deal about this? Well, we can get into that, but first I want to know, will the players add themselves to that list of teams that will not be participating in an in-person voluntary OTA?
Well, yes, I believe so. I mean, I was on a conference call with JC Treader and NFLPA executive director Demore Smith last week, or maybe it was the week before. But anyways, it was a long, long conference call, and they really outlined exactly why they feel this way about not doing the in-person workouts. So JC is kind of helping to spearhead this effort. So certainly, I think the Browns will be one of the teams. Perhaps he was being respectful of the Jadeveon Clowney signing yesterday and didn't want to make this announcement for the Browns. But I definitely think that with him trying to set the example for the rest of the NFL, that the Browns will be one of these teams.
Where does Baker fit into all this? Because, you know, we went through the Duke Johnson stuff before. You know, he's got to back up his players, he's got to back up his teammates, but there is also an expectation for him to be really an executive of the franchise as a franchise quarterback.
Well, I'm sure that like he did last year, I'm sure Baker would like to organize another one of those Camp Mayfields, which that's my terminology, not his, down in Texas. And I think that was really helpful last year. He started to develop some of his chemistry with Austin Hooper. Case Keenum showed up for a little while. Donovan Peoples-Jones was there. And I think that, those kinds of workouts in normal times are very, very helpful. I mean, if you could get Baker and Odell together this offseason to get working on their timing, I think that would go a long way towards success during the season. But once again, for the second straight year, the NFLPA is absolutely 100% discouraging and frowning upon those kinds of workouts. So if Baker decides to do that, he's not necessarily going to do it with the blessing of the union. And therefore, you know, maybe if they do it at all, maybe they'll do it, you know, just a couple of guys together, or maybe it won't be something that will hit social media. So we'll have to see how that works out.
We know how bizarre the setups were last year for the draft around the NFL, and especially with the Brown situation. Stefanski was doing it, I think, back home at that time in Minnesota. Have the Browns talked about how they're going to do it this year?
Well, I think they're going to be very virtual again this year. This is, as we've talked about many times, a very, very tech-savvy staff. They don't really mind doing the whole virtual thing when they have to. I mean, let's just look at it from a media standpoint. If they decided to have interviews in person, we would be going to Berea, we'd be going to the media room and interviewing them. It would require, you know, testing and some other things. I think they're going to look at it the way they did last year, that, you know, they can accomplish those interviews the same way virtually. So I would imagine that at least the media part of it will be virtual again, and then they'll decide how they want to handle the rest of in-person things based on some of the directives that the NFL is putting forth.
And when it comes to the actual draft for the Browns, obviously now this big move bringing in Clowney. Ken and I are in agreement. We don't think that it should change their draft machinations all that much, and their philosophies going into this one.
No, I don't think so. I mean, the only thing that you might do is shade a little bit more towards, say, a cornerback or a receiver, perhaps another position, in the event that you have a couple of guys ranked equally. I think they'll stay true to their board in terms of their own rankings. But if you had two guys with the same grade, and one played cornerback, and one played receiver, and one played defensive end now, chances are you might go with a different position because you are kind of set there at end. But I also do think that it's a good year to draft your second defensive end of the future. I mean, these are one-year prove-it deals that these guys are on. So if you find yourself facing a Zaven Collins or an Azeez or a Jalen Phillips or any of these guys there, at number 26 or somewhere where you could trade up a little bit to get one of them, it's certainly a great chance to do that.
Mary Kay, Kings of Leon at the NFL draft, yes or no?
All for it, sure. Bring them on.
I don't even know a song by Kings of Leon.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Yeah, we Kenny Kitt said the same thing, and I'm like,
yeah, we'll
absolutely
play it
do.
Next. We'll get it.
We're going to be official station of Kings of Leon.
I have a request. Play the song.
I got another question for you. You ready, Mary Kay?
I'm ready.
What nickname should Lima use with his girlfriend? What pet name?
Well, in my experience, a nickname has to happen organically. You cannot force it at all. So I think as time goes on, it will just sort of happen naturally. It will come from a funny incident or something like that. So you just have to wait for a nickname.
It's just like what Diana Ross says, you can't hurry love, right?
So wait, it can't come from one of the blow-ups that we might have had? It has to come from something fun and lovey-dovey?
No, it can come from anything. It just has to be...
Why are you natural. Still bringing this up?
That's a weird nickname.
It just has to be natural and organic. You just can't try to put it... And people can't make up their own nicknames either. Other people have to kind of do that for you.
We've tried to name the Browns' defensive line in the past. It did not go well.
The lakefront.
No, it didn't.
Stop.
Four tops. Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You better be careful what mic you're speaking into. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we got Chad Withrow joining us from Outkick. We'll talk about Jadeveon Clowney with him. Not everybody's sort. I'm getting texts during this show from NFL folks about Jadeveon Clowney. It's not always – the grass isn't always greener. I'm just pointing this out. Like, I'm okay with it. I don't understand the big deal. There are people – Lima's not just trolling and being Lima. This is true. Like, there are people who are scratching their heads for whatever reason over $8 million. We'll talk about that coming up, as well as – well, does anybody still hate this group of guys anymore? It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.